From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz. President Obama leaves tonight on a week-long foreign trip that will take him to three countries on two continents. First stop, Russia, where he'll meet with President Dmitry Medvedev and deliver a speech at a graduate school of economics. Joining us now from Moscow is NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley. And Scott, arms control is high on the president's agenda. What's he hoping to accomplish?
Well, Guy, you know, the president has set this lofty long-term goal of a nuclear-free world. And as a stepping stone to that, he wants the U.S. and Russia, by far the biggest nuclear powers, to scale back their arsenals. And the clock is ticking because the 1991 START treaty, which capped the two sides' nuclear delivery systems, is set to expire this December. Mr. Obama would like to have a new treaty in place by then. No one expects them to come out of this week's talks with a treaty, but advisors do say they hope to announce some solid progress.
Now, the Obama administration has repeatedly talked about hitting the reset button with Russia. What are some of the obstacles the U.S. faces?
Well, one of the obstacles with this treaty in particular is Russia's concern over U.S. plans for missile defense in Europe. Now, the U.S. insists those defenses are not designed to stop a Russian nuclear attack, but rather an attack from a much smaller nuclear power like North Korea or potentially Iran. So far, though, those assurances have not calmed the Russians. Some other friction points are the movement towards the west of Georgia and Ukraine. On both missile defense and Georgia and Ukraine, the Obama team is perhaps not as contrary to Russia as the Bush administration was. At the same time, they don't want to appear to be caving in to the Russians. So aides have said that neither Georgia or Ukraine or the missile defense are bargaining chips during this week's talk.
And are you hearing them use that reset button metaphor?
Very much so, and not just when it comes to the Russian government, but also they want to reset relations with the Russian people. So much of the day Tuesday will be spent reaching out beyond the government to opposition leaders, to members of civil society. Now, some experts have said that, you know, the Russian people don't even necessarily know President Obama very well, and they may not get to know him a whole lot better during this visit. This speech he's giving at the graduate school is going to be televised, but only in a very limited way.
And now, Scott, Mr. Obama plans to meet with both President Medvedev and Prime Minister Vladimir Putin. Any hints as to whether his approach to the two men might differ?
Well, the administration says that they are going through the official channels, and that means dealing with the president, and tomorrow's meeting with Medvedev will be the marquee event. But Mr. Obama is going to meet with Prime Minister Putin. He said in sort of an understatement that the prime minister still holds a lot of sway in Russia. He's also said that Putin still has one foot in the old ways of doing things. So that reset button may be a little more resistant to pushing.
That's NPR's White House correspondent Scott Horsley in Moscow. Scott, thanks.
Good to be with you, Guy.